number four.
And a final game in the NCTL on Saturday action. Mayville is traveling to Flint International.
Well, I'll take the House of Pancakes in this one. I think they are the second best team in the NCTL Stars. I can't wait for when they get the opportunity to play Deckerville. So I think they keep it going here in Mayville. Still looks like they're in rebuilding mode.
I think we'll certainly know that when Flint International plays Morris and we decide who's the second best team. But it's clearly Deckerville, and then it's a stage below where you'll find Flint International. And I think they will beat Mayville at home.
And moving on to 11-player football in the Greater Thumb Conference. It's the beginning of divisional play tonight. And in the East, we start there. Memphis at 0-3, traveling to Sandusky at 1-2.
Well, Sandusky suffered a tough loss, and nothing will get you over a tough loss like place in Memphis. Memphis has not done anything in the Greater Thumb East in quite a few years. No reason to think they do now. I think Sandusky wins big.
I agree. We've seen Sandusky up close and personal last week. They certainly have quite a few athletes on that offensive side. The defense is a little porous at times, but that offense will score enough points to be able to blow out Memphis. It shouldn't be close.
Arbor Beach at 2-1 on the season. They are hosting the Marlette Red Raiders at 1-2.
The Pirates are going to 3-1, and they're going to do it fairly easily. Lakers absolutely demolished Marlette last week, and I think Harbor Beach coming off that really good win, that's a confidence-building win, especially on the defensive side that they had over Reese. They're going to roll in this game.
Harbor Beach a little banged up, but it is in Harbor Beach. I certainly think they are capable of handling Marlette by a couple scores. No problem there.
And people look east for the final last time. Ubley hosting Brown City. Ubley at 2-1. Brown City winless on the season.
Brown City is kind of a sneaky team. They scored 30 points on Cass City last week. But no question about it, this game is in Ubley. Ubley is still fuming about that loss to Cass City, and that you do not want to play them right now. Give me Ubley, and they should win by a few scores.
I agree, Dave. Brown City can move the ball. They scored 30 points against a pretty good Cass City team last week. They rushed. They had 200-yard rush. But I think that this Ubley team got a wake-up call in that loss to Cass City. I think they're going to be out to prove it again.
And moving on to the Greater Thumb West. Bad Axe at 1-2. Vassar at 1-2 in Vassar. The home of no bleachers.
Neither team is not a very good football team. Both are looking towards the future. But I think Vassar has the ability to score some points, and I think they'll outlast Bad Axe.
Well, Vassar in week two put 50-some points on Brown City. So I don't think they'll have any problems here with the Hatchets.
Moving on to USA and Cass City. Cass City, the only team to be undefeated in play in the Greater Thumb Conference at 3-0, USA at 2-1.
I think this is an intriguing game. I do think Cass City wins this game, and it might not even be that close, but this will tell us how close USA is to competing in the West. I certainly think, though, we're in for a Cass City Lakers showdown.
Well, I don't think USA can get away with having a slow start like they did last week. Getting down 16-0, Cass City's got the kind of firepower. If you get down 16-0, they could double that in a hurry. I agree, Dave. I think Cass City's going to win and is out to prove something. And I want to see a better defensive performance from Cass City. So far, offensively, they've been outstanding. Defensively, they got to shore things up.
And our final game, Reese at Lakers, the game you'll hear right here on Sports Radio 102.1 with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Kayla O'Neill. Thank you to Paul P. Adams joining us in the booth for the Media Roundtable. Second time this year already out of four games. Not too bad. And, of course, our Media Roundtable predictions. Dave Hansen, 42-6 Lakers. Paul P. Adams, Lakers 45-7. And Doug Cole, Lakers 42-14. It's time for a short break. When we return, we'll be taking a look at the Reese Rockets as we are 27 minutes away from kicking off in Laker country right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
Back to school, a second vehicle,
right,
a winter work truck. Whatever the need, you're sure to find it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring. They have a good selection of late model local trade-in vehicles, many priced under $10,000.
Like this 2007 Pontiac G6 with a 3.5-liter six-cylinder engine with six-speed automatic transmission with power windows, locks, and mirrors, and much more. Call 989-883-2100 or see it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3 truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318. More Motor Sales in Carroll has been serving motorist needs in Huron, Sanilac, and Tuscola counties for more than a half century. It started as Burton Moore Ford and became Moore Motor Sales in 1970. Since the beginning, customers have enjoyed fair and friendly treatment and service, which is why motorists from all over the thumb keep driving to Carroll. The customer is still king at Moore Motor Sales, the no gimmicks, full disclosure Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer at the west side of Carroll on M81. Why not find out for yourself?
You may know it already, but it's good to be sure. Not only do we have clinics and pharmacies in Pigeon, Elkton, Sebring, and Caseville, but we are now happy to announce the addition of yet another family practice physician, Dr. Blake Putman.
Hi, I'm Dr. Blake Putman. I'm excited to be joining Drs. Lori Hanselman and Teresa Ginther at Sure Family Medical Center. I'm a graduate of Central Michigan University College of Medicine, and I'm so blessed to be practicing medicine in the same area that I grew up in.
Dr. Putman joins the ranks of our award-winning medical staff with Dr. Paul Scannon in Sebring, Dr. Scott Ryder in Caseville, Drs. Ross Ramsey and Michael Paulson in Elkton, and Drs. Lori Hanselman and Teresa Ginther in Pigeon. Dr. Putman is currently now accepting patients at Sure Family Medical Center, located in the Medical Arts Building at Sure Hospital.
Make your appointment today with me, Dr. Blake Putman, at Sure Family Medical Center by calling 989-453-2141 or visit sure.org for more details.
That's 989-453-2141.
I'm Dr. Blake Putman, and I am Sure.
Are you sure? We are. Sure. Better health. Better life.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call. And local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb.
It's back to school time, and now through September 30th, Thumb Cellular has some great back-to-school specials. You can get 25 bonus gigs of data, a free $10 gift card for iTunes or Google Play, and great discounts on almost any phone at Thumb Cellular. The Samsung J3, LG Fluid 2, and iPhone SE are all free on a 2-year contract. Don't forget to check out their new hot phones like the Samsung Galaxy S8 and S8 Plus and the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus, all at back-to-school savings. Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky and check out all the back-to-school deals they have to offer. Terms of service apply.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Listen to The Strong Side on Sundays at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com as Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen from the Huron Daily Tribune, Paul V. Adams discuss for 60 minutes all of the happenings in high school football in the Thumb of Michigan. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Kayla O'Neill with your broadcast tonight from Laker Country as they host the Reese Rockets. And when you want to talk about football programs with a storied past, a few in the area come to mind. But if you want to find one that has made the playoffs 15 of the last 18 seasons, you would find yourself in Reese, Michigan. Since 1999, the Reese Rockets have missed only the playoffs 3 times, and 2 of them were in 2014 and 15. but they got back on track last season with a fourth-year head coach, Bob Boovey.
Right, Clark, and they only snuck into the playoffs at 5-4, where they ended up losing to New Lothrop 29-18. And keep in mind, Coach Boovey has coached 31 games with just 9 victories.
Last year's squad had a lot of talent and speed, which